Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important survey about issues facing Ector County. Are you registered to vote in Ector County, sir?
I am.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or wrong track?
Right.
Thank you, sir. For you, what is the most important issue facing Ector County?
I'd say a lack of space for the kids in ECISD.
Okay, thank you so much.
There's probably the most lacking part of our county.
Thank you, sir. And how would you rate economic condition in Ector County? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that economy in Ector County will be better, will be worse, or about the same as it is today?
I believe it'll be better.
Thank you, sir. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family member in Ector County? Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. You could say excellent, good, fair, or poor. And let's start with the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music. Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Poor.
Thank you. What about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Fair.
Thank you, sir. What about quality of the public schools?
Poor.
Okay, and what about natural beauty and physical setting?
Fair.
Thank you, sir. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Public transportation?
None.
What about effective leadership from elected officials?
I would say good.
Thank you. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Fair.
A public safety and low crime.
Fair.
What about availability of affordable housing, sir?
Fair.
And availability of quality health care.
Fair.
Thank you. We're almost there, okay? So thank you so much for your time. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. You can say excellent, good, fair, or poor. Let's start with recent college graduates looking to enter to the job market. Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
What about retirees?
Good.
Young, single people?
Good.
What about families with children?
Good.
People living below the poverty line?
Poor.
Thank you. What about immigrants from other countries?
I'll say good.
Okay, what about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Good.
Racial and ethnic minorities?
Good.
Thank you so much. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
improve.
Thank you so much. Economic development generates investments, wealth tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Thank you so much, sir. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Would you say very familiar?
Not familiar.
Somewhat familiar. Okay. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Would you say very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Thank you. We're almost done, okay? How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat
likely. Not
likely
at all.
Thank you so much. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household for statistical purposes only. What is the highest level of education you have completed, sir?
I would say about a bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I mean, by definition, Democrat. I mean, Democrat, Republican, I'm sorry.
Republican, okay. And may I please have your age?
34.
Thank you, sir. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
Do I have a what?
Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
I do.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in the job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes, everyone.
Oh, okay. And may I have an estimate of your annual household income? Just an estimate would be okay.
140.
Thank you so much. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or unemployed?
Full-time.
Thank you so much. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
I do not.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for your kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you, you too.
Take care, sir. Bye.